one. Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
So, you coming home with me tonight?
Haha. Yeah, sure. I don't see why not.
Hey, we should totally do a line before we go.
She. I don't see why not. Get out my pub. What? Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid. Even a tiny amount can be deadly. Many street drugs are laced with fentanyl without people knowing. If you or someone you know needs help, call the SAMHSA helpline, 1-800-662-HELP. It's free, confidential, and open 24/7. Again, 1-800-662-HELP.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m. and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
To the new ads hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. I've got a text.
What'd it say?
WONY is my type on paper.
caress me. I let the feeling go knee deep. I let the feeling. I take the pain and I burn it. I break the chains, I earned it. I turn around and I work it. We'll be right back.
Thank you. 90.9 FM WONY. This is Dejanette the Cat, and this is your weekend pregame. Welcome back. Happy WONY Alumni Weekend. 64th year of WONY. 64 years of Red Dragon Radio. It is wonderful to be back. I am joined here tonight by, we have Lucas, we have Stephanie helping me out in the booth here because I forget how to work things. And also in my defense, this is a completely new setup. So we're learning as we're going. My dad's back. His first WONY Alumni Weekend was last year, which was awesome. So we're running it back for this year. Number 64, number 5 that I've been alumni chair. So it is wonderful to be back and, you know, see it come back and all the things. So when I was doing the playlist, I was trying to do a mix of songs that I would play on the weekend pregame, which if you remember, the original weekend pregame was Friday 2 to 4. Then we'd have the EBOR meeting after. There was a few semesters where I had like random midweek shows that just never clicked the way the weekend pregame clicked. So I always try to do my alumni show on Fridays for that reason. But I was building out the playlist and I was adding stuff in and, you know, my original show, I have my final WONY playlist back in May of 2020, which is almost 6 years ago, which is horrific even thinking of that. 6 years, oh my God. And I had my final WONY playlist, and I was comparing it to the playlist that I made for this weekend. And it's just such a walk down memory lane. I remember my final WONY playlist was all over the place. It was Kacey Musgraves, Taylor Swift, of course. We had Carly Simon. We had John Mayer, Africa by Toto, of course. Bruce Springsteen. I mean, it was just all over the place. So I built out the playlist for this weekend, but as we were driving down, my dad and I were driving down from Rochester here, I decided that I was possibly going rogue with this. So I think the vibe of this playlist, I think we're going to do songs that you would have heard on the weekend pregame mixed with Oneonta aged Natalie. So hopefully it's a good walk down memory lane for you all. And we've got friends near and far listening in. I'll shout them out as they have, you know, songs that makes me think of them. But I think the next song we're going to play is You're So Vain by Carly Simon. This was a big weekend pregame song. I don't really know much of Carly Simon's catalog, but this song always seems to ring true. I was in London with one of my Oneonta roommates, my friend Leanne, and we were at this pub right near our hotel that had karaoke, so we thought we would go. We We were the youngest person in there by probably about 30 to 40 years. And they heard our accents and they were like, you have to come sing, which I love karaoke. So it was very easy. Yes. And I asked the MC, I was like, I don't know what song to sing that would get the crowd roaring. You know, we're talking Earl's Court, London, average crowd age 65. And I suggested You're So Vain by Carly Simon, and it was a hit. So in honor of the London trip, in honor of late 2010s, Natalie, who listened to You're So Vain by Carly Simon, this is You're So Vain on Carly Simon, or You're So Vain by Carly Simon on 90.9 FM, WONY, keep it locked.
Son of a gun. You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your head strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself go about. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner, they'd be your partner. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is a
bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea." Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep.
Chino beans on the wall, cherry pie. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I took my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
90.9 FM, WONY. This is DJ Nat the Cat, and this is your weekend pregame. Friend of the Devil, Grateful Dead, had to play some Grateful Dead. My last semester here at Oneonta, I was the music director. And now we're just rolling into Vienna by Billy Joel, which is a wonderful surprise song that I was not anticipating. That is fine. Anywho... I did the music directing for Midsummer Night's Dream, which went on stage a week before they shut the campus down for COVID, which was crazy. And we used almost all late 60s, early 70s music, psychedelic music for the show. So I always think of, when I think of the Grateful Dead, I often think of that production and that time in my life. Speaking of friends, I'm very lucky to have a few tuning in from all corners of the globe, which is wonderful and unexpected, and I greatly appreciate them. I am going to play, so there is a song that I am going to butcher the name of, and there is a lovely human being by the name of Jesse King, who is listening all the way from the... I don't know where we consider Colorado. It's not the Midwest, but it also... Is it just the West? She's listening from the West. There is a song... Jesse was my first Wony show that I trained on. I love you very much, and I'm very excited to see you very soon. And there was this song called... Rorschach Painting, which I was trying to think of a good Jesse King song, and that was a song that we always played when I was training on your show, and it's by this band called Tycoon, and I'm pulling it up now as we speak. And I was saying in my earlier set break that I had made a whole playlist for this weekend, and I knew exactly what I wanted to play, and then on the car ride down here, I was like, I gotta change it up. I have to do... You know, songs that I play during my time here are songs that are reminiscent of my time here. So I am for my dear, who, yes, she's saying it's the West. She's out West. This song, if you'll remember, came out in like 2017, 18, I was training on Wony in 2017. Anyway, now I'm rambling. Point is, this was a show that song and it was on the show. Anyway, I'm going to play this. Rorschach, Typhoon, Jesse, thank you for listening. I appreciate you always. I love you very much. And without further ado, we'll get back to the music. You're listening to 9.9 FM, WONY. Keep it locked.
Eyes on the screen, we have all the information now, but what does it mean? Reasons a tease, drank up all that hemlock, here I am just reading the leaves. Left wondering what happened to the life we lost. It got lost in the living, and all this fiction makes me nervous.
painting. The film in your brain, it edits to a man but keeps the figure in the frame. It's a sacrificial violence, all those passed over in silence, then cast out with the blame. And I'm trying to stay sane, meanwhile the river of forgetfulness, it starts spilling the paint.
90.9 FM WONY. This is DeeJeanette the Cat. This is your weekend pregame. Rainbow, Kacey Musgraves, a classic song on the weekend pregame, but also on another show I was on, Nat King Coleman, which was comprised of primarily Caitlin Coleman, sometimes Christine Coleman, and sometimes Jesse King. So it was a lovely show. Me and Kate were the only two here that semester. It was fall 2018. And we just had a blast, and it was like Sunday afternoons, and it was just the most fun. Caitlin played this song for me on our final Nat King Coleman show, and that following February, so it would have been like in December, and 2 months later, Kacey Musgraves would go on to win Album of the Year at the Grammys for Golden Hour. So this album, that song, always a very special place in my heart. I've got Kate and Chris listening all the way across the East River, across the Hudson River, very far but close in heart. So I appreciate them listening in, and I'll play a song for Chris too. Obviously, this is more of the Caitlin shout out part of the show, but we've got a lot more music to cover. Listen, we started late, and Stephanie here is graciously letting us run late because that's everyone's flexible. So I appreciate that. With that being said, song I'm going to play next is what we refer to lovingly as a Wony anthem. And there are a few from my era of Wony, but this one was like an unofficial Wony anthem that we discovered. And this kind of became an anthem during when Chris and I were here, Kate and I were here, Jesse and I were here, Sarah and I were here, during that whole like late 2010s era of Wony, pre-COVID Wony. This is a song, You're Loved by the Outfield. I'm going to dedicate this to my friend Christine, who is listening and always keeping it locked. So Christine's had a big week. I'm very proud of her and am sending her congratulations over the airwaves. So anyways, Your Love by the Outfield. And thank you, Caitlin, for listening in. Thank you, Christine, for listening in. And without further ado, Your Love by the Outfield, one of our many Wony anthems. This is 90.9 FM WNY. This is DeeJeanette the Cat. This is your weekend pregame. Keep it locked.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Cover and I'm talking over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I ain't got many.
90.9 FM WONY. This is Dejan at the Cat. This is your weekend pregame. We are having all of our friends and Wony fam filter through the studio. We've got Neil was just here and his lovely wife, Robin. We've got Kim, who's our first raffle basket winner of the weekend. Woo! Raffles. All right. We have Woody and Donna here with some great news that I will let them share at a later point because I'm not going to put anyone on the spot. Also, we've got my dad here. He's over here on mic three. Hopefully.
Hello.
Great. We've got him on the air, which is wonderful. Little known fact here, my dad and I both were on the radio back home in Rochester. So going from the professional radio back to our college radio roots, as they say. I am being mindful of the time here, and we've got probably about 20, 25 minutes left. Next song I'm going to play was a Wony, excuse me, I don't know actually if this was on the final Wony show. I'm pulling up my original playlist here. I saw this artist earlier this week, Bruce Springsteen, my favorite, and I played Bruce Springsteen a lot during my time at Wony. My dad is a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So, no, this song was not on the final Wony playlist, but this is one of my favorite Bruce songs. We're just making the playlist up as we go because I decided I hated the playlist that I made. So I wanted this playlist to be reminiscent of my time at Wony. So this song, actually, No Surrender, which is probably one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs. I don't know. It is one of my favorites, though I think the Born to Run album is my favorite album.
Yes, it's mine.
Maybe we'll change this. Maybe we'll do something different. I saw Bruce on Tuesday in Newark, New Jersey, which was crazy to see him in the home state. And I saw him 3 years ago, and it had come out just a few weeks after I saw him that he was very, very sick. And I noticed that in the show that he put on, I mean, it was still an amazing show, it was still like 3 hours long, but it wasn't, he just didn't seem like himself. And then he went on to postpone probably the rest of the tour, and the tour got postponed like over a year. And he was very, very sick, and I didn't know what to expect on Tuesday when I saw him. Excuse me, this was on Monday. I'm losing it. Monday, April 20th. And it was one of, if not the best concerts I've ever seen in my life. At 76 years old, 3 hours straight, 7:30 to 10:30 exactly. No breaks, no pauses. And he's still, when I first saw Bruce Springsteen in 2017, which I think is the first time that you also saw him, Dad.
Yes, it is.
2016? 2017.
16.
He had crowd surfed. We saw him at the Blue Cross Arena, aka the War Memorial in Rochester, New York, and he had crowd surfed. And this time he did not crowd surf, but he still walked through the crowd and went on this like bridge in the middle of the floor. And it just amazes me at 76 years old. He is not only putting on a 3 hour high intensity cardio show, but he is still going in, interacting with the fans, doing the whole thing.
It's amazing that anybody can do that.
Anyone can do this.
26, let alone 76.
76. So it's just, he inspires me so much. And it was, again, one of the best shows. And he gave several very, very moving speeches. And it was great. It's like, this is, you know, every time I see him, I'm like, okay, I can't wait to see him again. So I'm glad that I went, because this was a last minute decision to go. So without further ado, I was going to play No Surrender. But after some thinking, I am going to play Born to Run, which was a weekend pregame classic back in the day. So without further ado, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. This is the weekend pregame with friends. You're listening to 90.9 FM, WONY. Keep it locked. And I don't... Oh, okay.
Machines sprung from cages on Highway 9. Chance like us, baby.